Hi, this is PJ Kaiser. I'm going to be reading episode 2 of my serial Rainy Rendezvous. The episode is entitled The Whistle. The rest of the serial can be found on my website, which is www.pjkaiser.com. The Whistle by PJ Kaiser. He snapped his head to the right side when he thought he heard a noise above the din. Must have been his imagination. He gripped the kayak and rolled with the waves. The downpour lessened somewhat, and the waves began to calm. There was that noise again, a high-pitched whistle, generated by human lips, came from his right-hand side. He couldn't see a light in that direction. He couldn't even look for very long against the rain falling into his face. But he kicked his feet and tried to guide the kayak towards the sound. The kayak stopped rolling as it hit shallow water. The rain lit up enough that he could see he had come upon a shoreline. The whistling continued, a soothing but eerie sound. Wobbly and disoriented, he climbed off of the kayak and tugged on it. There were no patches of dirt shoreline like this along the area where he was kayaking. As he trudged through the mud, the whistling stopped. A female voice called out, "What are you doing here? Are you crazy?" Stephen considered the questions. "I don't know. Probably. Who are you, and where are you?" He squinted into the rain and thought he saw some neon green. "Over here. Wait, I'll help you bring your kayak ashore." A figure in a neon green coat approached. She scooped up the tail end of the kayak in her arm, and the two drained the water out and then pushed and pulled the kayak up out of the water. "Come and have a seat. There's nothing to do now but wait until the rain clears, and hope it does so before dark. My name's Joni, by the way." She offered a gloved hand to Stephen, who shook it, and sank onto the pale gray limestone rock next to her. "I'm Stephen. Were you out kayaking in this weather also? I thought I was the only one crazy enough to do it today. My kayak overturned and I lost my paddle." Joni wiped the rain from her face, revealing soft features and full pink lips. "Yes, well, you can find me out here on the lake every rainy day. I just love the solitude of being out on the lake in the rain. The mist closes in around you and you feel like you're the only person on the planet." "Yeah, I can't say I've ever been out on the lake in the rain before, but it sure was nice until the rain really kicked up and I lost my way. Where are we, by the way? We're not still on the Renton end of the lake, are we?" "Well, sort of. We're actually on an island just off of Seward Park." "You're kidding. Wow, I really got blown off course. I must be 5 miles from where I put in the water. How will I get home from here?" Joni smirked. "Today is your lucky day. I have an extra paddle aboard." "Looks like you have a lot of paddling to do this afternoon before sunset." "Yeah, I guess so. Hey, it was weird. When the rain was heavier, I could have sworn I heard a whistling sound. Did you hear it?" Joni shook her head slowly. No, I didn't hear anything." Her eyes narrowed, and she looked at Stephen. Thanks for listening. This has been episode 2. You can find the text and the audio for all of the installments of this serial called Rainy Rendezvous on my blog at www.pjkaiser.com. Thanks for listening.